Hey, beautiful. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Hey. So today, your guest is me. Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Africana Woman Podcast. I am your host, Chulu. You can find out more about me on AfrikanaWoman.com. Every week, I ask an Africana woman to invite us into her home to give us a snapshot into what happens behind her closed doors. I hope you would join me on this journey of discovery, revelation, and self-awareness. I'm not going to lie. It may become uncomfortable sometimes. However, I encourage you to push past your unease and challenge yourself to think differently. The simple act of expanding yourself to receive the unknown may be transformational for you. Okay, let's get the announcements out of the way so that we can get into the meat, the juicy. All right, so if you're not a member of Africana Woman Visionaries, sis, like why? What's going on? Please help me help you. We have a vibrant community of visionaries. These are Africana women from across the world who are entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, business women, corporate career women. Listen, they are phenomenal. We meet in Africana Women Visionaries to network, connect, and support each other and celebrate each other. I'm telling you, networking has never been this easy. This month, we launched our mentorship program. So, five phenomenal women are sharing tips, resources, and their own stories. Plus, they will answer your questions. The mentorship topics are 1, Retail Management Monday. So if you want to start a business that requires moving, you know, getting goods in a shop, you know, any type of retail, you want to come and listen to what Chomba is dishing. Then we have Communication and Writing Tuesday, and this is by our very own Mary Mar, and she has amazing tips. You really need to check them out. Then on Wednesday, it's Customer Service Wednesday, done by Amanda, the first Sombo Makeover winner. Listen, we are all in, if we have a business or we are working, then we all need to know what customer service is. And I think this is something that you should all be tuning into. Then on Thursday, it is Mentorship Thursday by Agnes. And she is helping us to understand how to have a productive mentorship relationship, where to get a mentor, how to go about it. So you really want to hear what she has to say. And then on Friday, this is going to be for people who love podcasts. Listen, if you've ever thought about making your own podcast, starting a podcast, then you want to come and hear what Julia is talking about. It is Podcast Friday. So if you're interested in learning more about any of these topics, join the Africana Women Visionaries community, and the mentors are ready to answer your questions. You will find the link in the show notes, or you can search for Africana Women Visionaries in Facebook. I must say this, ladies, there is a short questionnaire, and you have to answer the questions. Then we will accept you, okay? So please, get it together. Come and join us. Talking about, you know, don't say that you don't have community when we're right here. It don't make sense. It honestly doesn't. All right, listen. The podcast is going to be, it's going to have 50 episodes in just a couple of weeks. It's a whole vibe. I would love to hear from you. And we want you to help us celebrate this milestone. This is huge. This is huge. Do you know that most podcasts do not get past the 8th episode? So we are at 50. We're celebrating, guys. We are celebrating. So send me a voice message on the hotline. We want this to be an extra special episode, which will basically be you as the star. The hotline number is +260 978 470 3-9-5. It's also in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about it. You can also just do a rewind. So get it together. I keep saying it, guys. Help us. Just go and do the needful. Thank you. I'm thanking you and in advance. Okay, so let's get to the show. So this week was my birthday. That is the 13th of October, to be exact. And I was talking to my mother about how in this last year, I've met so many people who were born in October. Like, the birthdays were literally just lined back to back to back, you know? So she said that, you know, there must have been something special happening around the time that, you know, October babies were conceived. And so we counted backwards. Do you know that October babies were conceived around Valentine's Day? I was like, it totally makes sense. If you follow zodiacs, it is a very, very loving sign. And I even recently did a personality test and I came out as a lover. So if you know an October baby, they are conceived out of love or maybe passion, who knows, and really desire to share that with the world. I found that so fascinating. So what did I get up to on my birthday? Well, I guess some celebrated for a day, but I have been going for days and it's totally unintentional. So what happened was, last Saturday I was at a friend's shop and I was asking her what she was doing for her birthday because it was on Sunday. And she said that her car had broken down and she had made all these plans, but you know, since she didn't have a car, she just sit at home. I was like, what? No, friend, I got you, boo. So let's do this thing. So she was ready for adventure. Like, she wasn't kidding when she was talking about adventure. Her birthday was on Sunday, which was the 10th. And we did the most. You can check it out on socials. Oh, my goodness. We went paintballing, go-karting, bowling. Like, it was so much fun. Laughed so much. Let me tell you, if you ever wondered what a heffalump looked like, you know, just go to the videos on my social media and see me running from the savage that is Donna, who is shooting at me with sniper precision. And those paintballs are so painful, man. They hurt. And the man, you know, when he was doing like this whole orientation thing, he was saying that, yeah, it's going to hurt. I was like, hey, hold up. Why are we signing up for something painful? I don't get it. Anyway, in that moment, like when we were doing the paintballing, like it really became very clear to me that I'm a pacifist. I could never own a gun. Like, never. Like, whether you want it for protection, fun, hunting, whatever it is, like, it's not for me. Ish. I felt deeply disturbed by guns. I was just like, ish, I can't do this. Anyway, that's just a side note. Anyway, so we also realized how unfit we are. Ciao. Have you ever woken up the day after you were running around like you were 5 years old? And then the next day, your body is like, hey, my friend, you a grown folk. Who doesn't go exercising often? It felt like my hip was dislocating from my leg. Like, it was yo. But you know what? To be honest, it wasn't as bad as the time I went hiking, which was I think somewhere in June or July or somewhere there. And that one felt like I would never walk again. That one was bad. That one was legit bad. Anyway, so Sunday was a blast. And then my mommy sent me a gift on Monday. So nice. And then Wednesday was the day. Hey. So, okay, let me be truthful. I was ready to skip my birthday this year. But what happened was, well, let me put it this way. By the 1st of October, I was already feeling so stressed, and I said to my friends, like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just, this year, my birthday is canceled. Like, it's okay. My birthday is canceled. Didn't I wake up on the 13th to a hype mantra, and then my team had splashed my birthday all over social media. I was like, you okay, I guess we're doing this thing. I guess we're celebrating. If you don't know this already, I think I live in my mind, I think I live in a musical, because I'm always singing and dancing no matter where I am. Like, you don't need to tell me to have a good time. I can generate it on the spot, like by myself, be a whole party by myself. I don't need substances to get me into the mood. Like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just happy to do it by myself. So I was doing the most on these reels. Like, if you go check out my Instagram reels, I was like the most. And I actually have more that I haven't even published. So sadly, I had to go to work that day. Unfortunately, it was a half day. But later on in the day, I was whisked off for a surprise getaway. Now, you guys, you know how much I love nature, hey? And we drove out into the bush, like to this gorgeous art gallery, and it's sitting next to a lake. Can you just picture this? And it's almost like sunset, and the sky is just all of these beautiful reds and oranges. Like, you hey, anyway. So we went out onto the lake with a canoe, and it was just, there was like a nice breeze because Lusaka these days has been hot. You guys in Africa, like the weather has been a bit insane, but anyway. So we went out, and there's just this nice breeze flowing, and it was so beautiful. And then I had a photo shoot. Okay. Hold up, hold up. I need to give God a shout out right here. So, as a tradition, I like to take professional pictures on my birthday, but I only work with one photographer. She knows my angles, how to make me look good. So, for me, it's kind of like, why would you break something when it works? So I don't try and experiment and start going to other photographers. Not, it's not my portion. I called her up maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I was asking, if I could make a booking, and she said that she couldn't because she was working on site for a few months. And I was like, I was so gutted. So I decided, well, I guess there are no photos this year. Why? What? This is just what it is because I only work with one person. So fast forward to us being at the surprise getaway, and then they had set up a, they had organized for a photo shoot at the lake. Guess who the photographer was? The same photographer I always use. Like, yo, you guys, please, I beg. Look at God. Look at. I was telling her, like, you see, I told you, you're the only one that takes my pictures. Like, my God, the God I serve, who is a living God, he knows me, people, he knows me. Some would say that that was random and a coincidence, but honey, Kemi, sorry, says it right. It is a godsidence. By the way, the pictures came out stunning, and it's actually probably the only pictures I've taken like with like natural, like without makeup. It's like, okay, I was wearing lipstick, but that's not makeup. But usually I'll go and have my face done, my face made, and all of that kind of stuff. But this one is just really natural, really, and it's in a natural setting. It's really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So shout out to NS Photography. She is the best photographer in Zambia. So anyway, the day wasn't over, right? So we did the photo shoot, and then they set up a candlelit picnic with all vegetarian food. Like, the you guys, the sensitivity. I was so touched. I was just like, oh. And can I just give a shout out to Moxie Events? They orchestrated this whole outing. And I mean, everything from finding the location, the booking, the catering, the attention to detail was so lovely. The food was amazing. I was stuffed like I was a pig. Like, it was terrible. And it was just such a beautiful time. I'm so grateful. So thank you so much, Moxie Events, and thank you to the sponsor. Okay, so I got home around 8 p.m. and then I decided to respond to all the messages that had come in. Guys, I keep saying, like, I keep telling my friends, like, it's a full-time job, hey? I don't know how, like, people who are popular, you popular people do it, where you have like 500 messages, Shanshen. Me, I'm dying with the ones that I have. And I'm so grateful for every single person. And I think it's very important for me to say thank you to every single person because, you know, you took time out of your day to say that. And I'm just so grateful. So I started attacking it one at a time. Yo, my friend. That was like 20, some 20. Anyway, I finished at midnight, close to midnight. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I did it, I made it, I am winning. Hey, I went to bed, I woke up the next day, and then like the messages had continued, new ones had come in double. I was like, oh my God. Okay, to be honest, I haven't yet got to them. I will, and it's only because this week has been so insane. There's been so much happening, so much going on, and I've barely been keeping up with everything. So hopefully I will get a chance to say thank you to everybody. Yeah, seriously, it's a miracle I survived this week. Well, the party continued. So the office bought me a cake, and most of you know that I'm a baker, right? But could you, I don't know if you believe this or not, but that since ever since I became a baker, I have no one has ever bought me a cake. No one has said, oh, yeah, Chilo, here's a birthday cake. Oh, happy birthday. You know, nothing. Nothing, babes, nothing. Or maybe I'm forgetting. No, but I can't think of anything. I mean, like, my mom will make me a cake, but then, like, we're in business together, so that doesn't really count, right? But, you know, just like buying a cake, yeah. Everyone expects me to bake the cake, like, you know, when it comes to friends and all of that. So this was my first ever birthday cake gift. I was so chuffed. I was like, yo, that's so special. I also got a call to say a delivery was being made. I was like, okay. What is it? It's a surprise. I'm like, oh gosh. I don't know if I do too well with surprises, to be honest. But anyway, so I waited and then it came through and it was a beautiful artwork of a vibrant African colored woman with all these colors around her. Apparently, it is truly, it's a reminder of how dramatic I am. Like, I don't know where people are getting this idea that I'm dramatic. I'm so what? But it's so beautiful. Again, you can go see the pictures in my socials and on the blog. All in all, it has been a fantastic few days. I legit need to rest, recoup, regroup, so as I can reflect and really be grateful for everything. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for all of the love. You guys really made my day extra special. I love you so much. So, what have I learned in this past year? I am 37 now. Hey. People say I don't look it, so I'm going to take the compliment. I guess when I was a kid, I used to think 37 is old. Like, yeah, that person is old, shriveling, like, ew, you know, what can't be me. I don't think that will happen. But in a sense, I still feel so young, you know? And quite frankly, I am absolutely just loving who I am. The other thing that I absolutely love is when my aunties and my uncles call me baby. Imagine at 37 years old, people are calling you baby. they'll be like, "Oh, happy birthday, my baby. Oh, my baby." And I'm just like, "Oh, it just makes me feel so chapped every single time. I love it." Because I will always be someone's baby, no matter how old I get. Hey. This year has been phenomenal. I've been looking back. I actually went through like pictures for the whole year. And then I've been journaling and writing and, just reflecting on this whole year. And it's been phenomenal. I have expanded so much as a human being, in my Know Your Roots, Grow Your Purpose retreat, I teach this concept of having gardens. Okay. And the gardens represent the different areas of your life that are important to you. Have you seen how, like, my voice has become serious? Because now I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I'm teaching. But anyway. So the gardens, which basically represent the areas in your life that are important to you, and it is your responsibility to look after your gardens. Your gardens could either be flourishing, beautiful, manicured, beautiful flowers, or it could be wild or dry, or just looking crazy with weeds all over. Which type of garden do you want to have, right? So you have to, it's your responsibility to look after your gardens, and you have to be intentional, whether it's in watering and adding some nutritional components, it's in weeding out those things that you don't want to be in your gardens, and essentially weeding out the things you don't want in your life. You get to choose what your gardens are and how many gardens you have. So personally, I have six gardens, and I adopted these from Patrice Washington's Six Pillars. So my gardens are, and she calls them something a bit different, but basically meaning the same thing. So my gardens are faith, health, faith, health, people, money, work, and space. And I make my goals according to my gardens, and I review them quarterly. And I just wanted to share with you how I'm faring and, just how the year went for me in my different gardens. So we'll start with the faith garden. For me, faith is the foundation out of which everything flows, So it could be, essentially for me, my faith garden is the Garden of Eden, right? It's that original, beautiful space that is where God walks and he, communes with you. So what I think is that your belief determines what you receive in life. And this last year, I've really been learning in, or leaning rather, into trusting God. And most times we like to say we trust God, but the reality is that we prefer to do things in our own power, in our own strength. So for me, trusting God looks like paying tithe for everything, even birthday gifts, guys. Even when my budget is totally upside down and I don't know what's going to happen, how I'm going to find the money, if I pay my tithe, then my budget has just gone askew. My tithe is literally non-negotiable. So trusting God is talking to him first every single day. When I wake up, he's the first person I talk to. I turn over and he's the first person I talk to, that I see, that I commune with. It is consulting God when I am in doubt. It is trusting him to fight my battles for me. There are times when I want to stand up and fight for myself, but the Spirit says God's got it, and I have to be fine with not doing anything, with literally the inaction of just sitting and waiting. So trusting God is also not worrying. I heard a quote that, and it's not exact, I'm going to just paraphrase it, but it said that to worry is to pray for everything negative, right? So what you're worrying about is basically you praying that your worry will come true, your concerns and that negative thing will come true. And you don't want that, right? The peace of the Lord is knowing that even in the hardest of times, God has not left your side and He is working all things for your good. Therefore, you should not be worried. Now, am I perfect at this trust thing? No, babes, no. Of course not. It is a muscle. It is a muscle that I am building. Okay, so let's talk about the health garden. The health garden is basically my holistic health. This is mental health, emotional health, physical health, spiritual health. And I think one of my main focuses this last year was my mental health. It went up and down. I had two major mental health breakdowns, both of which were in response to being robbed. I was a hot mess. You guys, I was a mess. The first one took me in a downward spiral for 3 days. Like, I had locked myself in the house. I was crying for 3 days. It was wasn't great. And then the second one was much shorter. But that's because I was prepared. I knew what my trigger was, and I was prepared with the tools to help me break out of that trigger faster. And one of the things that has helped me with that is having and seeking professional help. And yes, I pay for that professional help. I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, it's so expensive and all of that. But listen, this is me investing in myself, so I make it a priority. And, you know, you go about making things like alcohol, you know, all sorts of stuff, priorities. But really, you should be investing in yourself in other ways. And I invest in myself by paying a professional and getting the help that I need for my mental health. Because I know that when I am healthy, I can do so much more, whether it's in work, whether it's in being able to spend time with the people that are important and dear to me. When I'm healthy, I'm able to do all of those things. So the next garden is the space garden. It is one that comes naturally to me. Like, one of the things that is about my character and my nature is that I really, really, really love beautiful spaces. I love beautiful gardens. I love beautiful homes, you know, the interior decor and all of that good stuff. Like, it's just something that I'm always fascinated about, and it comes naturally. Like, there are people out there who are like, listen, I can't get my space clean or whatever, but I just love it. And I'm known to move around my furniture every 6 months just because I like change and I like interior decor, and I love creating an ambience and creating spaces that are functional to the particular needs, you know. So as you know, in December 2020, I closed the cake business, and my space was designed around the cake making process. So I took out all of that stuff and I changed it around to incorporate my podcast recording, you know, the writing that I'm doing much more right now, and content creation. I admit I am a minimalist, so I don't need a ton of furniture. I need functional things, you know, things that are functional. But I absolutely love my space. And then I have the people garden. And people garden is the family, friends, and the people I work with or come in contact with. One of the things from this last year that I have been very committed to doing is really acknowledging people. So when I'm out in the wild, I make an effort to, you know, talk to the cashier at the supermarket or find out the names of the person who is serving us at a restaurant. I greet all of the helpers in my housing compound. I take time to get to know people, you know, whenever I can. If I've got enough time, I'll, you know, if I don't have time, then it's a greeting. If I have time, you know, I'll say, oh, how are you? How are you doing? You know, how's the family? And, you know, just trying to get to see people, you know? And it requires slowing down, not being in a rush, seeing the humanity in people and loving them without conditions, you know? So I have such an amazing tribe. The only problem with my tribe is that they are not in my country. Say the majority of them are not in my country. They're scattered all over the world. And on days like my birthday, you know, where you want to celebrate with everyone, it sucks. But for the most part, I am so, so grateful, and I'm very glad that my people are my people. Okay, so then we have the money garden. Ugh, money, oh, money. So at the beginning of 2021, I wrote this blog piece that explained how I was in the process of redefining my relationship with money. I am an impulsive spender, and I get triggered to spend by my emotions, you know. So if I feel out of control, if I am upset, or you know, I'm looking for comfort, I go and spend money. I'm also an avoider on top of that. So that means that I hate to look at what's happening with my money and, you know, face the truth. So in 2020, obviously, you know, around March 2020, we all know what was happening. I had a rude, rude shock about how much in debt I was. And since then, I have been taking incremental steps to improve my finances and, you know, pay down my debt. You can read more about it and get more details from my blog. You know, I talk about different things like, you know, downsizing, looking at the schools where my son is, and really thinking about whether I can actually afford it or not. You know, those types of difficult decisions and conversations that you need to have with yourself in regards to your money. So, and then I had set out some goals, to have paid my debt by my birthday. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pay my debt by my birthday. And since then, you know, I have not made as much progress as I would have liked, but I am in a much healthier relationship with my money. And for me, that is such a major, major win. So the final, but not the least, garden is my work garden. Here, hey, this one. This one has been through it this year. I was sure. Work, I work. Do work, I work. As an entrepreneur, it is very hard to stop working. Your mind is always thinking about something. I think the best thing that I have done this last year is, in regards to work, is just setting up boundaries. And I'm talking about setting up boundaries everywhere, everywhere. I have specific times for conducting interviews. I do not work on weekends. Like, you cannot book me and say, oh, let's meet up. What if it's work? I'm not, like, I can't do it. And then Sunday is my unplug day. Again, these are non-negotiables. Saying no has become so much easier because I know what I want to say yes to. So I spent this last year clearing my schedule by ending, or if you want, cutting commitments that I had made. So you see, what had happened was I had overextended myself. I was in too many things, too many organizations, too many projects, too many things, like my own personal things, my businesses, and all of that kind of stuff. It was so much, and I had stretched myself so thin, and I was stressed out, guys. So what I had to do was to begin to detach myself, and it was a very slow process. Because again, these are commitments you have made, right? But you have to give people notice and you have to give people enough time. So I was slowly detaching myself from projects, roles, organizations, so as I can focus on what I have prioritized as important in this season of my life. This garden has gone through some major weeding. Like, this was proper weeding, pruning, all of that stuff. And I think right now I'm in a great place and I'm very, very happy. I'm also in a transition phase, which leaves a lot up in the air. And I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with uncertainty. Me too. But I am confident that it will become much clearer soon. Yeah, so that is basically an overview of my year through the lens of my gardens. It has been a brilliant year. Oh my gosh. So, I actually don't even have the words for it. It's just been so, so good. There were some really, really low lows, yet the highs overshadowed them without a doubt. I hope you picked up one or two things from this episode. Please remember that the podcast has a hotline. You can find it in the show notes. And you can send me WhatsApp messages or, you know, and just tell me what you want to hear on the podcast. You know, you can recommend guests. In fact, if you want to be a guest, reach out, babe. Your story is important. Also, send us a message to celebrate the 50th episode. Here we are, right at the end. You can find me during the week on socials at Chulu_by design. Do say hi. I love, love, love hearing from you. And thank you so much for being a listener. It's, you know, if you guys weren't there, then, you know, this show wouldn't be possible, would it? Because then there's no one listening, but you are here. And I'm so grateful that you come back week after week to listen. To our new listeners, hey, welcome. So excited to have you here. Guys, make sure that you subscribe and share it with a friend, rate and review the show, because when you do that, it helps the other Africana queens out there to hear about us and to discover us on whatever podcast apps that you use. So the best one to do rates and reviews is Apple Podcast, so iTunes. That's where you go. And yeah, I'm so excited. So that was my birthday in a wrap. I hope you enjoyed listening and hearing what I learned, what my insights were from this last year. And until next week, know your roots, grow your purpose.